Bristol Bay's BLM lands are guided by the Bay Plan. That's a document that was finalized in 2008. The agency is now working on the Bering Sea Western Interior Resource Management Plan. This covers the YK Delta, stretching down to the northern border of Wood-Tik-Tik State Park and the Togiak Refuge. The process begins this year with putting together a scoping document based on conversations with residents of nearby communities. Teresa McPherson is a spokesperson for BLM.
These are plans that need to last for 15 to 20 years. They'll provide a framework for resource management for 15 to 20 years. So it's important that we take the time on the front end to use a collaborative approach to work with local, state, and tribal governments, the public, other stakeholder groups, so that we create a plan that is useful and adequately addresses the lands and resources in that area.
The document is ultimately a comprehensive set of decisions for the use and management of BLM lands and resources.
We also look at areas that might need special protection, protection of areas that might have critical or unique values, such as wild and scenic rivers. Also the management of both natural and cultural resources, such as the wildlife, the fish, and cultural sites that might be on those lands.
The document takes into consideration all of the human uses and prospective future activity.
So in drilling down, then one of the issues we look at is what kinds of uses should be allowed and what kind of plan will give us the best balance of uses of those lands combined with protections for those lands during the various activities.
It also includes an environmental impact statement to consider all of the potential changes from different land designations.
We'll look at existing land withdrawals in the planning area. I know in the Bay Plan, when we were conducting land use planning for BLM lands in the Bristol Bay and Good News Bay, one of the issues that we talked with communities a lot about was these withdrawals that were set aside as part of the ANCSA process, the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act process, and whether those lands could be opened to the public land laws, including mineral entry.
60 communities are located within the large planning area. 26 of those are considered nearby to BLM lands. There's a round of public meetings set for the coming months. It then takes a couple years to get a draft document written. It's then taken out to communities before a final plan and decision comes together in 2017. You can find out more information on the BLM Alaska website. A link is posted at kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.